You cannot be intentional, selfish, and in control of time when you have something like an open door policy.
Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business.
Episode 40, the Action Playbook. We are back. And today we're still stuck on time, but I'm tired of sitting around having meetings about meetings.
Meetings about meetings. Absolutely. The time killer.
Yeah. All of us have been in a business that, like, oh my God, another meeting. What's the purpose of this? It's just holding up my life. It's holding up my day. Oh, we discussed all the stuff in last meeting. We're still having the same conversations and nothing's been done. How can we fix that?
Well, I think the first thing I want to say, Jason, is that I see a lot of people really proud of the fact that they've managed to maintain an open door policy.
Oh, yay.
Right. We want to say to you, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Yeah. Time vampire is constant.
It is the most incredibly difficult thing to manage is an open door policy. And so you cannot be intentional, selfish, and in control of time when you have something like an open door policy. The problem with open door policy is people take advantage of it, right? Yeah. They actually use it because you say, right, you know, I'm here, just come and ask me, right? And so an open door policy runs the risk of making people believe they don't have to think for themselves anymore. Why should they? Because all they have to do is walk over to, you know, Jason's office, walk in, and all the answers will be delivered to them, because that's what an open door policy is.
Yep. And I don't want to take any self-control on this. I'm just going to say, oh, boss, what should we do in this situation? Versus, yeah, you know what? I'm going to deal with this.
Yep.
Knowing full well that boss has got far too much on his plate, doesn't need my distraction. And also just, oh, did you see the cricket the other day?
absolutely.
Valuable, like, use of time, valuable. Yeah. But no one ever.
Yeah. And that's the problem with open door, is you can't control what someone's going to say if you've got this open door policy, right? So how do we fix this? How do we deal with it? How do we eradicate that behavior and that time vampiring and turn our time into something more productive? And I've got a couple of ideas I want to share.
Okay.
Right, cool. Okay. So I think the first thing is people need a platform where they can share their ideas or let people know what's going on in the business. So, you know, they might want to hear from me what I've been up to. And likewise, it's important for me to hear from them, what they're up to, so that we know that we're all heading in the same direction and that we're working together and that we are, you know, trustworthy in terms of delivering what we say we're going to do. So that meetings are imperative. The right meetings with the right people, with the right agenda, is really imperative in terms of getting time back and making sure that the intentionality of time spent is in the right place. So create the platform. Now here's the trick. It's got to be done consistently. Like, you can't just say, right, we're going to have a team meeting on a Monday, but not next Monday, because next Monday, you know, is a little bit busy and my kid has to be picked up from school. So we're not going to do next big Monday, but definitely the Monday after, right? That doesn't work. It's got to be like regular as clockwork. It's got to be, everybody knows when it's going to be. There mustn't be any question marks. You don't want anyone, you know, not arriving thinking, oh, or saying, oh, I thought it wasn't happening this week. I thought somebody, you know, so it's got to be like in that calendar and it's immovable. Unless there's an emergency. The second thing that really makes those meetings work, right, and you don't want to spend 2 hours in the meeting, right? You want to try and get that to like 45 minutes, 60 minutes, that's it. The second way to make that happen and make that work is to send out the agenda beforehand. So everybody knows exactly what's going to happen, what's covered, you know, what is being covered and what they need to prepare coming into the meeting. from the meeting. So the meeting has to be minuted, right? Because there's always like, nah, I didn't say I was going to do that. I said I'd do three, not five. Where'd you get five from? You can go, well, hey, you did. We've minuted here. You said you could do five or six. You know, so where's the three from? So we want to minute that. It's really good governance just to keep track of what is discussed in meetings. Sure. You can call back on it, but it also shows how things have progressed, and you can always refer new staff that come in to previous meetings, minutes.
Because we're talking about time mastery, that minuting it doesn't necessarily mean that your admin lady's sitting there writing notes the whole way. You can actually use AI now to record the entire conversation and then minute it out. So cut things down, make it real simple on yourself. Make it simple on your whole team. Everyone's busy.
100%, 100%, you know. And I know the AI will even pull out the action items and create an action items list or a to-do list that comes out of it, right? And that is actually the next level of that meeting is, you know, you want to minute it, and then you want to make sure that it's tracking the action items that come from the meeting. So who's going to do what by when, right? The who, what, when. Those are the key things you want to get out of a meeting, right? And then this was something that I learned in my business. You know, we developed this. It didn't just happen overnight. We developed into a meeting process that was really effective. So when we first started out, we would meet, and you know, it was literally just like, I'm going to talk for the sake of talking so that people think I'm busy. And that evolved over time to a point of, okay, listen, I'm just going to give you what you need to know that is important for you to be able to do your job. So when we were minuting the meetings and we were getting those action items out of it, we would then send those action items out to the relevant people, and they would send their work back to the group. So the meeting actually ended up being a discussion about points of clarity of the work that had been done, rather than somebody taking everyone through, you know, step by step what they were doing. It was just a case of like, here's, you know, let's call it a budget, right? So financial manager, your to-do item this week is to create the forecast for next year. And so the financial manager would then send the forecast out before the next management meeting, so that everybody can have a look at it. And then the discussion that is had then is just to clarify, right, you know, so what did you mean? What is this line here for? Rather than him going, you know, all right, how much should we put in for insurance? How much should we put in? All of that work was done outside of the meeting, was only brought to the meeting for discussion and for clarity.
Bullet points, keep it quick.
Keep it short, keep it sweet. And that's how we could run a meeting, you know, in sort of 35 to 45 minutes, where, you know, we were running a business of over 100 staff and millions of dollars moving around. Sure. But our management meeting was still, it was every week, regularly, but it was 35 to 45 minutes. That was it. So, yeah, very effective use. Stop the open door policy, but create a controlled environment where people can actually share their ideas, because that's important. There needs to be a platform so that people, A, know what's happening in other areas of the business, and B, ideas can be shared. That is really important. So create the environment, create the platform, stop the open door policy, and then when people come knocking, because there's going to be, especially if this is a new policy you're implementing, people are still going to come knocking on the door because that's what they're used to doing. And remember, you've done a great job in helping training them not to think for themselves.
Yeah.
So by changing that policy, stopping the open door, the imperative after that is to make sure you say to those people, that's a great idea. Bring it to the meeting. Bring it to the meeting. Just because they, you know, have a great idea. And sometimes you do have to. Sometimes you have to stop and listen or action something straight away because, you know, there's a customer complaint. And it can't wait a week till the next meeting. But everything else, straight up, bring it to the meeting until they get trained to bring it to the meeting without having to ask you first.
I bet you when you're doing that as well, a number of staff would go, is that actually a great meeting? Do I want idea? Do I want to bring it up in front of everyone? And you obviously, if it is a great idea, you want, but there'd be probably some stuff that they just wanted to have a conversation about. That's like, oh, yeah, that's probably not meeting worthy. Therefore, it probably wasn't worthy your time in the first place either. Therefore, you're getting all your time back.
Yeah, I remember a story about a business owner who was the, I'm sure we all know somebody like this. He was an ideas person, right? Like, no shortage of great ideas, right? Yeah. And his team would actually get a little bit frustrated with him because he was just like shiny object after shiny object all the time. And so they were just kind of running around chasing their own tails most of the time. And so the team got together and figured out that what they were going to do with him is that they were going to create an ideas board. And every time he came up with an idea, they would get him to write it on the board. Right, sure, great, yeah. A great way. His team were managing him, in a sense. Anyway, every quarter they would sit down and they'd review the idea board, and they'd go through and pick out, cherry pick the great ideas that they wanted to put into the plan, moving forward for the next 3 months. Right, and so the great system worked really well. But what was really, really interesting and probably not a big surprise to the team, but certainly was to the business owner, how many of the ideas that were great ideas at that time ended up being, who came up with that idea? That's stupid. That's never going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and you could have wasted a whole lot of time had you and the team been chasing those ideas around. You know, so yeah, intentionality, eh?
So we covered pretty much everything on that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the big key thing is to always come out of. So once you've created the platform for people to be able to share ideas and let everyone else who needs to know what's going on in the business or in your area in the business, is just to make sure that you take those to-do items or the action items from that meeting. Put them in a list, share them with everyone so everyone knows, okay, right, you're going to do this by Wednesday. Jason's going to finish this by Wednesday next week. Fantastic. You can then feed back and say, right, here's what I've done. My job was to do X, Y, Z. Here's the homework that I've done. I'm sharing it with everyone. If you have any questions, bring it to the meeting. And that is the most productive way that I have found has worked well for me in my business when I was running around managing 100 staff.
Okay, there it is.
Good job.
Right.
So get out there, implement some meetings. Remember, you can control how long a meeting goes for rather than an open-ended, open-door policy. So get out there, take some action, get those meetings set up. Boom.